This is Fresh Air. I'm Neil Conan, filling in for Terry Gross. In rock and roll, image can be nearly as important as the music it decorates. Rock critic Ken Tucker thinks two very different musicians, Gillian Welch, an emulator of simple folk music, and Nick Acosta, a rocker who happens to be Frank Sinatra's goddaughter, have taken similar approaches to the construction of their images, yet have come up with opposite results.
That's Nick Acosta singing Like a Feather. It's from her debut album, which is called Everybody Got Their Something, but you might be more familiar with it from its placement in a Tommy Hilfiger commercial that in turn has landed the song endless plays on MTV. Costa reeks of showbiz. Her father, Don Costa, was Frank Sinatra's arranger and occasional producer for many years. Sinatra was her godfather, and as a child, she launched a singing career in Europe that, her record company bio quotes her as saying, found her 8 years old and opening for the Police in Chile. 8 years old, Sting, the home of General Augusto Pinochet. To me, that one phrase of Costas's carries more contradictions and implications than an entire volume of surrealist manifestos. In her adult incarnation, Costa is, if you'll excuse the expression, a real babe, flaunting her curves and her belter's voice with abandon. Like so many white rockers, the ache in her voice comes from the intensity with which she wants to be black, specifically to be Lauryn Hill or Erykah Badu, whose producers she's hired to help in her dream. Costa is, in short, as inauthentic as can be, but darned if the title tune, a variation on Sly Stone's Family Affair, doesn't have the diluted power of good phony baloney. In contrast to the overripe, music-loving Nick Acosta, there's the astringent, music-ambivalent Gillian Welch. Welch's two previous CDs were lavishly praised for what reviewers invariably refer to as her timeless compositions, which in her case means being vague and portentous. Where a performer like Nick Acosta shakes her booty on the cover of her CD, Welch tries in all her photographs to look as if she's just shaking, quivering neurasthenically as if bearing the weight of tradition is all just too much for her. By all accounts a child of privilege, Welch seems to have constructed her image from looking enviously at Walker Evans' photographs of women living in rural poverty. I think I'd have a heart attack if Welch ever released a CD whose liner notes didn't include a photo of her in big, clunky, sensible shoes.
Oh, my dream.
On her new CD called Time the Revelator, Welch offers what may be the worst song ever written about Elvis Presley.
I was thinking that night about Elvis. Did he die? Did he die? I was thinking that night about Elvis. Did he die? Did he die? Just a country boy that combed his hair, put on a shirt his mother made, and went on the air, and he shook it like a chorus girl. and shook it like a Harlem queen, and shook it like a midnight rambler, baby, like you never seen, like you never seen, never seen. I was thinking
he shook it like a chorus girl. He shook it like a Harlem queen. I think it might fall under some obscure FBI provision that RuPaul could be deputized to arrest Gillian Welch for perpetrating a crime against the king. Here's a more typical Welch composition.
And the great board sank, and the old keys fled, and the great emancipator took a bullet in the head.
Gillian Welch has benefited from the popularity of the soundtrack to the most recent Coen Brothers movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Unlike the movie, which soars on the strength of George Clooney's tremendously energetic, open-hearted performance, the soundtrack partakes of the same kind of consciously repressed emotionalism Welch insists upon. If you're going to be derivative or phony, I say, go all out. Don't hold back. When Nika Costa decides to rip off the black artist she loves, she doesn't just sample a riff or emulate their phrasing, she grabs hold of an emotion and wrings its neck. The result isn't great music, but it's certainly got some life in it.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. This is Fresh Air.